you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hang on. That guy needs to speak up.
Wasn't paying attention. Your mic's not working, pussy.
Speak loudly.
It's not here. That wasn't his fault. It was my fault. I was a little slow on the trigger there. All right. Now I'm ready to go.
I still think he needs to
speak
up.
Stay away from me. Stop breathing on me, puss. All right. Dr. Mina and Hippie Man are both going to phone the program a little later on this morning. Mr. Craig Evans and Nick Allen, the regular crew, the whole crew will be here a little later. It's Thursday, Thirsty Thursday. Didn't know what day it was when I woke up this morning.
I wasn't sure either.
Well, there wasn't. Yesterday, I had one of those days where I think we all had during the pandemic where you get home and you go, oh, I'm tired, really tired, for some reason yesterday. And there's nothing to do. So I sat there. I was actually sitting at the kitchen table where they wrote out a bill or something like that. I'm just sitting at the kitchen table, just staring straight ahead. And I realized I was just staring straight ahead at the kitchen table for a longer period of time than I should have been. I'm thinking, well, this is scary. And it was like my mind was blank, too. It was like, all right, there's nothing to do.
I still believe.
I'd like to go somewhere, but I don't trust anybody.
We're in the majority when we say, at this point in time, there's too many hours in the day.
Greg yells at us all the time.
Right.
But I you're right. Because my kids are not doing sports right this second, so I'm not doing any of that. And, you know, they're teenagers, so they don't want daddy to do stuff. So I'm just sitting there. I'm looking ahead.
Your kids are at the age where they're self-sustaining.
Oh, hell yeah.
My kids are at the age where...
Oh, well, we pay for their food and everything. Dad, yeah. But they're self-sustaining.
They're...
sorry, there's your...
My kids are out of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's just me and Christy.
Wife, and Becky's self-sustaining, too, pretty much.
Well, she is a lot younger than you.
Yeah,
you have
sure.
to make that distinction.
That's for sure.
So I got nobody to take care of. Yeah. I really have no other responsibilities than you know, get here and
I was in a pissy mood.
Yeah, I have been
mood.
Kicking ass on the dishwasher lately.
All right.
Finally.
You learned how to load that bear?
The one good thing about the pandemic is
I thought it was actually kind of a bad thing.
I have
not
become,
knowing. Make it, your wife saying you can't load it is actually pretty cool because loading that all the time sucks.
Well, apparently I'm pretty good at
good.
It now.
Yeah, all
apparently
right.
I'm acceptable.
Well, you weren't allowed for a long time, right?
No, I wasn't.
So it's a cool chore to get out of.
No, that was laundry. I'm still not allowed to
do
laundry.
Oh, I like that. Laundry's the easiest thing in the world
to
do.
I mean, I did laundry for years. I could do laundry fine, but not according
not
to
really,
Christy.
You don't really need to separate a lot of stuff nowadays in laundry.
You can do your laundry.
Yeah.
You can't do her laundry.
Yeah.
Now she's got to do it all.
Well, she's got things
man,
that, you
okay,
know,
let her, man. Hey, let her.
Yeah.
I mean, I do a bunch of laundry usually. Well, at least mine. I do mine.
Yeah, I do mine.
And I do towels. When I see a bunch of towels there, I'll throw towels in there.
But yeah. I can't do hers because she's got things that are delicate.
Why don't even touch her?
You got to take them out.
Her own
and
stuff.
They can't go in the dryer. Yeah. And forget that.
But you know, for
you
a long
hang
time,
my panties up though too.
Pre-pandemic, I was ruining my uselessness, and now I've become very useful.
Good point.
I own that dishwasher.
Well, you're also working, bringing home the bacon.
That dishwasher,
why I break that up too,
is mine. You get out of here.
Yeah.
Nobody else knows how to work the dishwasher.
Well, you got to kill some time.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else to do.
I end up loading.
Don't bring this up with Craig. He really yells at us.
I end up loading and unloading the dishwasher probably every night or every other
night. Yeah, I do it every other night. Yeah.
At least it kills some time.
Well, since Christy does all the cooking, it's only fair that I do the cleanup.
I agree. I agree. If you cook, you shouldn't clean.
All right.
Yeah. And when I cook,
I don't.
She helps out a little bit. I fire up the grill maybe a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Pandemic. Like, Nick, what did our buddy Pete Lee say during the appetizer there from yesterday? Tandemic, because he's spending a lot of time by the pool there in Los Angeles.
In his Pacific Palisades.
It sounds like he hasn't moved in there yet. So they're working on that. Sounds
no,
like
that's a pretty prestigious address.
I'm sure it is. I know it is. I've heard that name. I've heard that before, yeah. Well, good for them. Good for them. Since comedy went away, he's going pretty well, you know. It did go away, by the way. It really does. I was thinking about it the other day. I didn't, at first, I mean, you know, believe me, I'm missing the comedians in person now.
Yeah.
I mean, it took me a month. Not that I still didn't miss them, but I just took it for granted they weren't going to be here for a while. And I would say about 90% of the people I miss.
Well, they're friends.
That's about right.
And they are friends.
They're friends.
And they are friends. That's a good point.
Most of those people are friends of ours.
And I don't know when the hell I'm going to see my friends again.
Yeah, because when it first started.
I don't think it's anytime soon.
We didn't know. We didn't think it would go this long when it first started.
Nah, I did. Actually, I thought it would go longer.
Really?
Yeah. I did think, well, no, you're right. That's a good point. I'm not going to say I was a soothsayer. I thought maybe the first week I bought into the crap. Well, this is a month or so. Yeah. But then I didn't buy into that real quickly when I realized who was running the country.
When it came around to it.
100,000 dead.
Well, I'm not ready to open up the country at Easter.
God, last night I was watching ABC Nightly News. I know Puss watched it too. And I missed the first 5-10 minutes.
Because of David Meir?
Yeah.
He's
dreamy.
He's a sexy
man. It combines everything in 1.5 hour if you don't want to deal with the news the rest of the day. And about 10 minutes in, they do this bit where they're just delve into the backstories of dead people from COVID.
That's what I
came across. So I'm thinking, and it went longer than I thought it was going to go because they didn't do 100,000, but they did 5 or 6 or 7 in-depth stories of all ages, by the way, not old people. Not that old people were expendable.
Well, there was Trump's a 5-year-old girl in there. There was a 100-year-old guy.
Regular dudes, 45-year-old dude, I believe, with a young family. I mean, it was depressing as hell. And there was a woman on there who lost her husband, and she was crying, saying she sees people out partying right now. They don't get this. They don't get this. That's why I kept thinking, man, I know we're all trying to live our lives and be a little happy, but watch that if we're going to do that every night. That'll set you straight.
Well, I think last
That'll
night.
That'll set you straight.
Last night they just did it because it was the
100,000
where we'd passed 100,000.
Yeah. I listened to President Biden's speech in a way, and he's amazing, by the way. Heartfelt. Doing stuff a president should do. Of course, he's not president. I get that, so stop yelling.
But he's creepy.
Yeah, well, whatever. Oh, by the way, speaking of creepy, here's something to watch.
And he wears a mask.
I turned on Netflix the other day. Everybody should wear a mask. Hannity said you should wear a mask. So did the turtle said you should wear a mask.
Otherwise, can't think of anything to hammer Joe Biden about.
So
he's creepy.
He wears a mask.
He looks good in those aviators.
Yeah, he wears a mask.
That's all I know.
So I'm watching, speaking of creepy, I turned on Netflix and there's a new series out called Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich.
It's a
documentary about his life. And I watched the first episode. And the first episode is just about him in Palm Beach with basically a network of high school girls massaging him, underage high school girls massaging him. And then more than that, a lot of them were scared, a lot of them come back. And this is the one he got out of in about the late 2000s, late 2008, 2009. And remember, they said, well, we'll just plead the prostitution, we'll let you go.
That's right. He was charged.
But there's a ton of pictures of him and Trump in this, and they don't allude to Trump getting handies from teenagers. But it's just, you know, it's a given. But it's brutally. That guy is a sick. What was a sick F? You know, and Clinton was hanging out with him too. Screw him too. But the bottom line is, guess who wasn't hanging out with Epstein?
You?
Obama.
Us?
Obama.
Yeah. A lot of people
weren't. Biden. A lot of people weren't, right. Every time you say he was Trump's best buddy, which he was, they what about Clinton? Well, yeah, they both were friends. Okay.
Yeah. It was a pretty exclusive club.
Yes, it was. Right. And it was also an exclusive club that, the Dershowitz got a massage of a teenager. Remember? Remember that? And he said, well, that wasn't in last night's episode, but it was that was in New York, and he said he never took off his pants. That was okay, apparently. I mean, it was creepy. I'm looking forward to read the whole series because I don't know how many episodes it is, but it's on Netflix. Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. Yeah, check it out if you're in the mood for. I was going to say teenage porn.
Right. The profile of a pedophile.
I'm not laughing. That's
honey, you're in the mood.
If you're in the mood for teenage porn, no, I watch it myself. Yeah.
Of a pedophile tonight.
Four episodes.
Four episodes.
All right, good. It's not that long. Because they haven't delved into how he got his money yet. He was a money manager for people, but he came out of nowhere. And I'm interested to see the backstory on this dude.
Seems uplifting. Check it out.
Whatever. It was interesting.
You know, right. Don't Google a profile of a pedophile.
No, don't do that.
I Googled the other day, when I mentioned my North Dakota phrase that no one else around here had ever heard of.
Which one was it?
Effing the dog and selling the pups.
Yeah, still not buying that.
I think your dad just said that around the house.
So you
would carry that on.
This was actually a friend of mine from college when I first heard it. Now, I've heard effing the dog. That just means you're doing nothing.
Well, screwing the pooch.
No, screwing the pooch is different.
You messed up.
Right, that's where you made a mistake.
I've never heard effing the dog either.
That's a
bestiality thing from North Dakota.
What are you doing tonight? Hey, just effing the dog.
Okay.
And then somebody tagged on and selling the pups. So
that's weird.
I Googled the word origin of that. And
apparently
when you put the effing the dog in there, it gives you...
Well, don't hit images.
No, it's just the video file. What's the one porn site? X, it's a bunch of, alphabet.
X, N, X, X.
Yeah.
That's a good site.
Apparently.
But I don't type in bestiality stuff on that.
They have a lot of dog stuff
they
on
do?
There. Wow.
Well, I know that.
I didn't click on the links, obviously.
Good. Yeah.
But
you're on a list.
You can't do that, can you?
You can do anything.
Well, I guess if there's anything on the internet, but you can't just act.
Think if you're watching it, it'd be the same as watching something you shouldn't be watching otherwise. Like you mentioned pedophile stuff. If you're watching, I thought bestiality was technically illegal even on film.
I think it's illegal to make it. I don't know if it's illegal to possess or view it.
We'll take your word on that. from the farm boy.
From the farm.
Yeah. Well, just Google that.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to click on it.
No.
Just Google that. All right, we got to go. Well, we don't have to go. We got to go to take a commercial break. Greg Evans, Nick Allen, the crew. And our guests today are Dr. Mina. She's actually part of the crew also. And Hippie Man. And
A.K.A.
We miss Hippie Man, too.
John Novosad.
He's going to phone later, too. So come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.